I played from 12 midnight until 8:30 in the morning, so it was kind of, you know, a long night for me. This is 1976.
That was the heyday of Nicky Ciano, barely 21, yet already one of the world's most influential DJs. His downtown club, The Gallery, was a famous place for musical communion and liberated behavior. To Ciano, who grew up in Sheepshead Bay, the 70s in New York was an edgy, vital time.
You know, saw Stonewall happen, was there the night everyone laid across the streets and stopped the traffic on 6th Avenue and 7th Avenue. It's really strange because I remember the 70s so clearly, but the 80s are like a dull, kind of faded blob.
That's when he dropped out of the scene, worn out by all the drugs and the craziness. He spent many years taking care of people with AIDS, but now he's back. He says that compared to the 70s, New York today is sterile and expensive, but that its nightlife doesn't have to be.
I'm looking for an experience where I can sing along, I can be moved on the dance floor, and excited to the point where I want to scream. And not many people can do that. I do it. I love that.
Ciano's a survivor. Not many of his old cohorts are still on the scene. He lives modestly with his partner and a dog and two cats in a tiny apartment in Brooklyn. But he gets regular gigs now in New York and abroad, helping connect the iPod generation with the yearning and raw emotion of the club pioneers. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.